ESPN Wisconsin. We're efforting Mark Chmura. We'll just be efforting him the entire show, actually.
I stopped efforting him at 7:05.
But he's still efforting. How's that sound? We are so pleased to be joined by Rick Schlesinger, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Rick, of course, is the Brewers President of Business Operations. Rick, how excited are you about opening day being right around the corner for our Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's been a good offseason, very busy offseason for us, but we're ready to go. We start with the Cubs at Wrigley on Thursday, but home opener here Monday against the Mets. So we're looking forward to a lot of fun and some full stands.
Cross your fingers, though, on that one, right? Because I've seen the weather. I've seen the weather reports, right? I've got friends. My son is actually going down to the game with some pals, and we just told him, well, dress warmly, like, you know, which is not a big shocker because it's always chilly.
Yeah, chilly and hopefully not too much rain. It's going to be cold, but let's hope we get the game in.
One of my favorite things that you guys have changed, Rick, for this year, because one of my favorite memories as a kid, Sundays I would go to then County Stadium with my parents, my two sisters, and it was a pretty good value. Like, we could get, you know, sit out in the bleachers, have a good time, and watch baseball. And this year with Sundays at the ballpark, it seems like you guys are bringing that feel back.
Yeah, I think we're really conscious of the need to get families here and do it in an affordable way. So Sunday is going to be fun. We're going to have a special package, 4 hot dogs, 4 tickets, 4 sodas, and a parking pass for $59 total. We're also bringing back autograph Sundays so kids can get a chance to get autographs of their favorite players. Kids run the bases after the game, and some great promotions. We have a new sound system. We have color sport lights. Fireworks are back, new videos on the scoreboard. So a lot of fun things for people to enjoy, and we're ramping up, and it's a week away.
Rick, you kind of breezed by that. $59. That's all it would cost. That's like all in. Again, that's 4 tickets. That's parking, hot dogs, sodas. You get the meal, you get the parking, and you get the tickets, all for just $59 for a family of 4. That's unbelievable value.
It's a great value. This is a great ballpark. We never have to worry about the weather. Always great conditions here, and I'm looking forward to a really exciting team. With the new rule changes, I think we're poised to take advantage of them with our speed and our defense. And, again, not so reliant on home run, and with our dominant starting pitching, I think it's going to be a really, really fun and exciting and meaningful season this year.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Rick, because obviously we all love the food and we all love the pomp and the circumstances and fireworks and whatnot, but what matters so much, of course, is the product on the field. And you know me, I love the storytelling space. It's something I exist in, obviously, at ESPN, and you guys are doing this as well with this docuseries called The Freshman. Tell everybody about what The Freshman is and why that's an opportunity for people to get excited about the on-the-field product.
Right. We're excited because we have a great convergence of rule changes and some young hitting prospects who are going to take advantage of those rule changes. Guys like Saul Frelick, Aaron Mitchell, Bryce Terang, Joey Weimer, who we should see some significant playing time in Milwaukee this year. And then, of course, hopefully at some point soon, Jackson Chourio is rated among the best, if not the best, minor league prospect in all of baseball. We've done this series where we're sort of showcasing behind the scenes, get to know these guys, their personalities, sort of how they're approaching their first professional experience in Milwaukee and what they're looking to accomplish while they're here. And again, it's sort of a great enthusiasm. It reminds me of the days when we had Fielder and Corey Hart and J.J. Hardy, Ricky Weeks, and all those guys coming up in the mid-2000s for the first generation of great Brewers teams in that decade. And obviously, you don't want to jinx anything, and it's a hard act to follow, but these guys could be really special, and we're excited to have them. And if they don't start the season in Milwaukee, I guarantee you that we'll see them at some point in this ballpark.
Rick, there's no doubt I'm going to be tuning into that. Tell everybody where they can find that docuseries, which you guys are calling The Freshman, if they're interested in learning more about some of those young, exciting players that you talked about.
Yeah, there's definite ways to do it. You can go to YouTube TV. You can go to our website, brewers.com. We're also having excerpts on our social media channel. So there's no shortage of ways to get through the series. We've posted 2 of the series. I think there's 2 more to go. And again, it's a really good insight into how players are coached, what they're thinking, their personalities. These are really young, fun kids who are really excited, sort of, you know, that wide-eyed enthusiasm that all rookies have. And again, they're matched with some really great talent and sort of purpose. And it's not hard to fall in love with these guys because they're talented, they're enthusiastic, and they really want to be meaningful players here in Milwaukee for a long time.
Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President, Business Operations, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Rick, I know this was new at the end of last season, but now you're going to get a full season with it. And I've been out there every Wednesday playing league, and
oh,
it's been kind of fun seeing how the field's been getting ready for next Monday. And, of course, I'm talking about X-Golf. How has X-Golf been for you guys, and what are you looking forward to with X-Golf inside American Family Field for the 2023 season?
And, Rick, just as an aside, if you thought you were going to get through an interview with Gabe Neitzel and not talk about X-Golf or golf just in general out at AmFam Field, well, my friend, you have not been paying attention.
It's his fault for putting it in there. If you didn't put the X-Golf inside the stadium, Rick.
I'm prepared. I was prepared. Yeah, no, it's exceeded our expectations. I wasn't really sure exactly what was going to happen because, well, it's a great, you know, concept and they're very popular. This is a unique destination. And what I find is when I go over there and went over there the off-season, it was always busy, even the middle of the day, with leagues and with families and kids. And I kept thinking, well, aren't these kids supposed to be in school? But probably they had off days. I wasn't going to ask that question. And we're really excited about it. It's gone great. Food is really good. And people are having a good time. And then with the opening of the Barrel Yard on April 3rd, we've got, you know, a great full-service, fun brewery restaurant opening so people can golf. And if they don't want to golf, they can shop at the team store. And they can also have a nice meal at the Barrel Yard. So we're making this sort of a 365 destination here because, well, baseball is the primary goal of American Family Field. We want people to come during the off season as well.
Yeah, and April 3rd is the grand opening of the Barrel Yard. I think people will be excited to see what you guys are going to trot out there. And, Rick, the last thing I want to get to you this morning is, of course, this announcement that you guys have limited tickets that have recently been released for the home opener on Monday, April 3rd. I know there were people who were like, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get out there, but now there are some tickets available. How can people get those tickets if they do, in fact, want to go out to AmFam Field on Monday, April 3rd?
Yeah, we just released some visiting team holds and some scout holds and a few other tickets. And some are in decent locations, so it's not just, you know, in the corners of the terrace level. People can go to – the best way to buy tickets is brewers.com. It's very easy. It's a few clicks. They can also come to the box office. It's a little chilly out there, but the box office will be open at 9 a.m. And also can call 414-902-4000 for tickets. So a lot of different ways to get them. We're finding more and more people just do a few clicks, do it from their laptop, and they're set for opening day.
Rick, you know, nobody talks about food more on the radio than Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are the show that talks about food the most in the sports space for sure, maybe in all of the spaces. So what we're trying to figure out is how we, the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and Ashton portion of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy show, can do some of these food tastings that you guys do. I know that when you have new products on the menu, you kind of invite media people out there to taste them. We feel like we're very qualified for this. So we were just wondering if you could kind of give us an invitation to that.
Yeah, how about coming out today at 10 a.m. and provide you some food?
Yes! Look at that, 10 a.m. today!
That's easy. That was,
I have nothing going on.
You ask, I deliver.
That was remarkably easy.
This was not staged. This was just literally a random question from you, and I delivered.
Yes, that's amazing. Well, they always say ask for the sale. Right.
Yep.
It's one of my primary and one of my life tenets is always ask for the sale. The worst they can say is no. And Rick said yes. So we're going to go out there and taste some stuff today at 10 o'clock.
Sweet.
Where do we pick up our passes, Rick? Maybe we can offline this. Ashton has to work.
Ashton,
I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Talk with our people will talk with you and, you know, we'll figure it out from there.
Wish I could get you off. Maybe I'll. Whoa.
Perfect.
Maybe I'll.
Happy to have you guys here.
Rick, I'm so sorry. It was inevitable. We appreciate you hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The gentlemen that I do the show with have just left their respective spots.
Just happened.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I could get him off of work. I wish I could get him off. You know what? I'm done. I'm not talking anymore.
You guys are having way too much fun.
Fun. That's one word for it. That's definitely one word for it.
I mean, I called Gabe Babe earlier
today
in the show, so I'm having one of those days, Rick. We appreciate you, and we will see you out at the ballpark. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on.